Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back, and I hope you were with us last time. We are at a very intriguing point in God's Word, as Moses relates to us the story of Abram meeting a king from Salem by the name of Melchizedek. I shared with you that when we study the life of this man, Melchizedek, based on what we know about him both within the sacred scripture and from sources outside of the Bible, we bump into some mystery. Everything we want to know about him, we do not know. So this leaves us both intrigued and dumbfounded. But as always, we must focus on what we do know. There will be things about him that we do not know, but we want to begin with what the Bible so clearly says about the king, Melchizedek. I will put these to you in a point-by-point format, numbering each one, so that it is easier for you to capture a biography of him whilst you maintain your busy and intense existence. We all have so much data that is dumped into our brains each and every day, and so let's see if we can find a spot for Melchizedek somewhere in there. Point number one, we know what his name means. Melchizedek, and for note takers away from your Bible, this is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. How do I know that? Well, this much is simple. The writer to the Hebrews tells me so. Over in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2, I will read this part of Hebrews 7, verse 2. Melchizedek, by the translation of his name, King of Righteousness. We go all the way from Genesis to Hebrews to find out that Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. And we rejoice that God tells us this. And it should interest us that this is what his name means, Righteousness. Note it. After we see how Melchizedek behaves, righteousness will fit him. Point number two. In Genesis 14, verse 18, we learn that he was king of Salem. I'm reading to you the first words of Genesis 14, verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem. Salem is spelled S-A-L-E-M. This is not Salem, Massachusetts, where some of you may be listening. No, this is ancient Salem. Interestingly, there are two main views on where was ancient Salem. The first, and I think the best option, is that Salem was Jerusalem. The second is that Salem was located in a different section of Canaan, and we will get to this second option in a moment. But let's take up the first. Salem corresponds to Jerusalem. Salem is known as an abbreviation of Jerusalem. And nearly all of the Jewish commentators equate Salem with Jerusalem, citing in particular Psalm chapter 76, verses 1 and 2. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tabernacle is in Salem. His dwelling place also is in Zion. Psalm 76, 1 and 2 makes it obvious that Salem was Jerusalem. In the margin of your Bible, or with that handy-dandy phone of yours, on the Bible app, jot down Psalm 76, verses 1 and 2, next to Genesis 14, verse 18. Also, in extra-biblical sources such as the Amarna tablets or letters, which I have described to you before, we read about Jerusalem, which is the equivalent of Jerusalem. So the Jewish scholars, I believe, are right to say that Salem was Jerusalem. Melchizedek was the king of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was not far from Hebron, where Abram was positioned after his return from defeating the kings of the north and rescuing Lot. For Abram to leave Hebron and to go to the King's Valley, which, as I said Tuesday, was located in the Kidron Valley, just to the east of Jerusalem, seems likely. And for Melchizedek to leave Jerusalem and to walk to the same King's Valley also seems likely. It was there the two met in the Valley of Shaveh. That is the King's Valley, according to Genesis 14, verse 17. To be fair, let me tell you about a second option. Some ancient and more recent scholars suggest that Salem was Salim, mentioned in John's Gospel. In English, we have Salem, S-A-L-E-M, and Salim, spelled S-A-L-I-M. Let me read to you John chapter 3, verse 23. John also was baptizing in Ainon, near Salim, because there was much water there, and people were coming and were being baptized. And where was Salim? Well, not to confuse things, but in being honest, we know there is some debate about where exactly this was. Salim may be near Shechem, or it may be 6 miles, or about 10 kilometers south of a place called Beth She'an, or in ancient times, a city called Scythopolis in the Greek language. Either way, this puts it in the region of Samaria. Jerome, the ancient theologian and historian, says this is where Melchizedek was king. Not Jerusalem, but here. But this place, located in Samaria, was much further distance from where Abram met Melchizedek. I side with Salem as Jerusalem. By the way, I want to just quickly point out that Salem means peace or safety, so that we can say Melchizedek was king of peace. He was king of righteousness and peace. Oh, and this is the first time peace is mentioned in the Bible. Just a couple of nuggets there for you to tuck away. I would say freebies, but this whole broadcast and podcast is free. So point number two to keep in mind as to what we know about Melchizedek is this. In Genesis 14, verse 18, we learned that he was the king of Salem. And now you know where Salem was, where it still is. Let's move on to our next point. Point number three. Also in Genesis 14, verse 18, we learned that Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. Let me read the text. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. For now, theologically, this is all I want to say. Melchizedek was a priest. Not the priest, but a priest. I will come back to this, but right now I am giving you what we do know about him, and he was a priest. And this is the first time priest is mentioned in the Bible. Point number four. Melchizedek was both priest and king. I know I have already highlighted his dual roles or titles, but I'm making this my fourth point on purpose. It will be significant for you to remember that Melchizedek is both priest and king. And while we are here, let me point out something interesting from the extra-biblical sources. To get at this, I remind you that last time, when we were talking about why Melchizedek was a mysterious figure, I said this. There is mystery related to Melchizedek because he is unique for this time period in biblical and extra-biblical history. That is, there are things that are true of him that are not true of others who would be the equivalent of him in position and profession. Well, it was not the norm in Mesopotamia or in Canaan at the time of Genesis 14 for rulers to serve as both priest and king. So along comes the critic. And they say the Bible says that Melchizedek was both priest and king. That cannot be, because historically that was just not the case. The Bible is slipping in pure myth again. And we would have to agree that historically that was not the norm. Ancient kings did not double up as priest. However, we should also be well equipped to point back to the Amarna letters. Remember those? We have discussed them before, and I gave you their history. Well, 400 years after Melchizedek, in one of the Amarna letters, Edeb Tob, an Egyptian, was serving as king of Jerusalem, and he writes back to his superiors in Egypt, claiming to be appointed as a priest of Selam, the god of peace, making him both priest and king. Matthew Easton writes about this in his classic Easton's Bible Dictionary. Do jot this down as an answer to those critics in your life. While it is true that Melchizedek is unique and that he was priest and king, we do have some evidence outside the Bible that at least one successor to Melchizedek, the Egyptian king serving in Jerusalem, Edeb Tob was his name. He took on the roles of priest and king, albeit in his pagan religion. So we have 4 points before us. I will repeat these before it will be time for me to go. I hope these are useful to you, and or you might pass these along to someone who is curious about Melchizedek. Maybe someone from your church or synagogue or community. What do we know about Melchizedek? We know what his name means, King of Righteousness. We know that he was King of Salem. And since Salem means peace, we can say he was King of Righteousness and peace. Third, we know that Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. And therefore, fourth, Melchizedek was both priest and king. Join us again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.